This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. Warm day. We want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by At Home Care, Melissa Warren's business. And if you're no longer able to take care of yourself in your home and with all the responsibilities that you have to make sure are taken care of in your home or running errands and those type things, don't worry about them. They will come in your house 24/7, make sure all those responsibilities are taken care of, and all you have to do is sit back and relax and enjoy your retirement and enjoy your home. If that sounds good, give them a call at 713-4639. Pull them up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com, or their place of business is 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard, and it'll be one of the best choices that you have ever been able to look at. I have Mr. John Blankenship, one of our fine attorneys in town, and one of the best entertainers that you can ever hear, Mr. Avett Lane, who is part of the band, a great friend of mine, and one of the top musicians in this area, and they are going to be on this show today.
Yeah. Good doctrine.
Okay.
I'm still suffer.
All right, break out your C over there, Ken.
I got all kinds of C's.
Unless you got three of those.
Kind of an average kind of guy.
When I was a boy, I was quite obsessed with blonde-headed women who had big chests of drawers, of drawers. So I planned to marry the perfect blonde, a gorgeous one with no clothes on the floor, the floor. Then I wed the blonde of my dreams. She was a living doll and had lots of cool things, like appliances. She had some nice appliances, but she gives dumb blonde a whole new meaning. I knew it was fake when we first met. I just repaired her new TV set that was unplugged. It was unplugged. It only took an hour, so I looked around. I knew she was the one when I found a huge chest of drawers, really nice chest of drawers. It was only later I began to glean that she might be missing something in between her ears, her lovely ears. And she gets dumb blonde the whole new meaning. Here we go. Get this. This part's true. Well, there's parts of these next two verses that come from women in my life. Here we go. She irons her clothes with them on. She thinks the toaster is a telephone. Even after she answers it. Even after she answers it. But I like putting salve on her cheek and hands. And after all, it was a foreign brand. It was made in Hawaii. It was made in Hawaii. And lots of folks squeal when they answer hello. But when she does, she has an afterglow. She's so special, so very special. And she gets dumb blonde, holy meaning, yeah. Thank you. I got this verse from my sister when we had her babysit our kids. That's back when she had all her kids when they had cloth diapers. She'd never seen one of those disposable diapers before. So she just was certain that the plastic part went to the skin side. My little son Ben had diaper rash for 6 months. She put baby diapers on in reverse, but she figured it out soon after our first. By the third. You know, the second one liked it. She keeps our children out of harm's way. She never leaves them alone or lets them play with that telephone. The telephone. Now we're going to get serious. But she builds me up and by me stands. It's because of her I'm happier than a pig and slop, a pig and slop. And she gives dumb blonde a whole new meaning. Here we go. Yeah, she gives dumb blonde a whole new meaning. She lifts me up and on her I'm leaning. Being sharp as a marble ain't demeaning. Cause she gives dumb blonde a whole new meaning. One more time. She gives dumb blonde a whole new meaning. She lifts me up and on her I'm leaning. Take a look at her heart, it's quite revealing. Cause she gives dumb blonde a whole new meaning. Yeah, she gives dumb blonde a whole new meaning. There you go.
You have such a bad idea about that, don't you see that?
What?
Well, the cloth part would stay dry longer. Right?
It ain't cloth, Ken.
If she turned them wrong side out and put on the baby that way, then the cloth part stays dry.
It ain't cloth.
It's paper. He don't know. He uses cloth too.
It ain't cloth on the outside and plastic on the inside. It's plastic on the outside and some kind of...
It's faux cloth.
Faux cloth. It's some kind of...
Faux cloth.
Fuzz stuff.
I'm talking about them kind you used to have to wash and use them again.
You telling me you had plastic on them kind?
No, we really didn't come to think of it.
You know, basically, you don't know what you're talking about. Is that weird? Okay.
Did you have a big rock you slapped them on and everything?
I'm just trying to put a little color to your story.
John's going to correct you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that sounds like you guys were out somewhere. Was that at the Readable Mill?
No. That was at the Readable Mill live.
You know, I was listening, and you write most of the songs that you sing. I mean, you do a lot of Marty Robbins songs and some of the old standards, Sons of the Pioneers. You have such a great voice, and you have such a great band over there. I mean, you really do. Some talented people. But... where in the world do you get your inspiration from such inspiring songs? I mean...
Well, Truman, I only write two kind of songs. They're just totally twisted and silly.
Yes.
Or they're these deep heartbreak, you know, serious love songs, which are really just kind of two forms of the same thing.
Yeah.
But they all come from real stuff. Now, that you heard that line there that I got this verse from my sister when she babied... That's a true story.
Is that right?
Years ago, Pat and I took one of our kids down to my sister's house in Nashville, and when we got back from going out to dinner or whatever, we get back, and she was just in frantic. She was just frazzled. She said, I just didn't know what to do with those disposable diapers. I'd never seen them. So she just convinced herself she should turn them inside out and put the plastic up against the skin part of him. Mm-hmm. But so stuff like that, you know. And you'll hear a song later on if we get to it that Avent here inspired. A lot of times they're just titles that somebody will say something and I'll think, that's a great title. Mm-hmm. And I usually start with a title and then make a song, build a song to it. But what I wanted to say is this is what you heard is a preview CD. Avent and I have been spending most evenings in his basement in his recording studio.
Yeah, we'll talk about the basement later. It winds up in the song.
Yeah, the basement's in one of the songs, too.
Oh, but, yeah, your dad tried to sell me that house one time.
I know. He tried to sell everybody that house. Yeah.
But we're getting ready to come out with Music at the Mill, Volume 1.
Oh, wow.
And these songs are going to be on there. And here's, and it's going to be a CD, which stands for Certified Different.
Yes.
You know, most CDs
I
are
made. I can testify to all of that.
You know, most CDs are made in the studio, and they run track after track, and they lay these things in, they make them perfect. This is pure, live, right. Whatever goes into the microphone goes right on, microphone goes onto the tape. Hiccups and all, outtakes and all, as you heard. That last little dialogue was totally unrehearsed, which is mostly what we do. Even the songs are unrehearsed. But that was Ken Frizzell, my harmonica player, who, you know, after the song ended, decided he wanted to talk about what a great idea my sister had to flip them diapers around. And then we just kind of went off stream of consciousness conversation. And Avent comes in and had to get in that those diapers really are made out of faux cloth. And so it was just a conversation we had that we're going to keep these outtakes. We're going to keep all these little, even some of the hiccups in the song. It's going to be a pure live experience on this CD that's going to be different, really, truly different than the typical CD. And we think it'll be a lot of fun.
Can we pinpoint a genre for your particular music? Would it be, it's not country music and it's not Western. Is there a genre for Cuckoo's Nest or something like that, or Wacko?
No, it's we call it Twisted.
Twisted.
Yeah. Now, my original music's all twisted.
Since you probably have someone in mind for all of your crazy songs, I mean, remember Gilda Radner, who used to be on Saturday Night Live? She had an inspiration for every one of her characters, you know, all those little crazy ones that she would do, and just absolutely love to watch her.
And everybody could relate to her.
Oh, that they was, could.
They knew somebody like that.
Yeah.
That
was so now, funny. Who would be the dumb blonde? Or is that something that you just characterized from the
many, many, many women.
You're kidding.
It's a compilation. It's a...
Careful.
Even you heard him probably in one of those underneath, I think, in that particular song. He said, don't get in trouble. But at least one of them he does. But it's just from... It's like Gilda Radner. All this stuff's always inspired by something real. And this is stuff... Most of that songs really happen. Some of it's just made up to make the verses work. But about three of those events are real and you know, put it into a song.
Now, you're creative.
I've got some high school friends listening that...
Oh, really?
I'm not going to name them, but they are a large inspiration for the dumb blonde.
You're kidding.
Yeah. They know who they are, too.
Where did you go to high school?
Isaac Litton High School, Nashville.
Oh, I can understand that.
Well, this explains a lot.
I can really understand that one.
But before I forget, let me name the balladeers. Of course, you got Avent Lane here.
Who is on the cello.
That's a bass.
He's on the supersized cello.
Supersized cello.
Double bass, ladies and gentlemen.
He's inspiration for a lot of my songs because Avent likes to torture me at the meal. He likes to do a couple of things. He likes to eyeball me all the time.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Which is the inspiration for the song I'm going to do live today, if you'll let me.
Okay, yeah.
And he likes to use words that really torture me, like putting at the end of a sentence.
Like, where's that at?
And he...
What do they call those dangling participles or whatever the term was?
It drives... And my sister is the same way all my life. She's... Don't say at. Right, I said, where's that at? Right behind that at.
Huh.
And I even cover up your ears. I don't want you to hear this. But he's not only the best bass player I've ever seen. He's one of the smartest guys I've ever been around. He's putting all this CD stuff together. But he is...
Well, I can understand that because you're
streak.
Around attorneys most of the time.
Well, he's got a mean streak.
Understand that.
He's always...
Good.
Yeah.
That's 3 points.
But he's always missing me. And you heard Ken Frizzell in that after song dialogue. That was his wife, Sarah, laughing, who sings great harmonies behind all these songs that I do and plays some fiddle every now and then. And then Billy Yearwood, as you know.
I love Billy.
Plays the mandolin.
Yes.
Just wonderful. Been playing forever. And then the guitar licks you'll hear on these CDs are from a guy named Gary Redmond, who's a recent addition to our group. And I just...
Did he take Avent's place one time over at the mill?
He did.
Okay, yeah.
He's good enough to take all our places.
Very
really.
Good.
Like,
he is
like,
good.
Like the other parts of the band. But
Gary's one of the best guitarists in the county. I mean, I've known him honky-tonking years and everything. He's also a farrier, so he's been hitting
you
the
say?
He works
a
with,
farrier.
He works with horses, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a genuine article cowboy.
And he's a real...
Interesting deal. Thing about that last song, She Gives Dumb Blonde a Whole New Meaning. That was the first time he'd ever heard that song. Ever.
Oh, really?
And all those lead licks he put in and the tag at the end, he put in there hearing the song for the first time. That's how... good he is. And so you'll hear
it's not all just at one time. Sometimes you can blend other musics in to make the song a little bit more to what you want it. Can you do that? You actually add the musician's part later? I've heard some say they do that.
Oh, that's what you do in a studio.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is pure live. That was the song performed live one time. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to do this song. I told him what the key would be and just started playing, and he just picked it up and played. It's all one track, you know. And
well, you're kind of crazy creative. Yeah. You really are.
And crazy anyway.
And when you start playing the... say if you're writing a love song and that's what you really want to do and you start penning it and it starts sounding the way you want it, do you ever just get so sidetracked with the silliness that you turn a really beautiful love song into a what do they call it? Spike Jonze and his band.
A debacle.
Yeah.
Some folks call them novelty songs. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've given you an autographed copy of what I call what I call the Recycle Song number.
Is that your signature?
Number one. That actually, we're going to do live today if it let us Recycle Song number two.
Okay.
Which is basically means I've got a tune that I wrote. I really wrote it for one song. It started out as one of those real serious songs, mm-hmm. and it was entitled Aunt Irma's Toes.
Oh, I love that. Great yeah. title.
Doesn't that sound genuine?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Avon. I'm starting to tear up a little bit already.
But then when I wrote this other tune, I've kept going back to this other little song, Recycle, which is now Recycle Song 2. Mm-hmm. I kept going back to that tune, so I decided, well, look, I'll make this song Recycle Number 1. Recycle Song 1, Ain't Irma's Toes, and now I've got Recycle Song 2, Something Really Bad Is Happening to My Face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
we'll, and we're going to do that one.
Hopefully.
When do you guys want to do that one?
But we'll do it here in a sec.
Okay.
Maybe after. What we've got on the CD, what's going to be on the CD is a mix of original music.
Written by you.
Written by me. And then what we call, I guess, Avon's probably better at describing this stuff, what I call traditional American music or traditional music.
Mm-hmm.
Public domain,
Americana, just real Americana songs, but just what you'd call the traditional songs. As a matter of fact, we've got this preview CD set up today, is we've got just snippets, just maybe one verse of four or five of those traditional tunes to give you a flavor of what'll be on there, which, you know, we try to sing most of them fairly serious. And then we're going to have, you know, it's going to be about half and half traditional music and half our original music. And
that kind of like something from Andy Griffith?
Snippet
in the blood?
No, that's
I thought it was
nippet,
from Star Trek.
Nippet. Nippet.
Okay.
You know. Oh, nippet. Zip it. No, maybe it's
zip it. Zip it. Okay, Barney.
Now,
Barney
would fit
in perfectly.
Are you going to start singing some of these songs? I know you've sung a couple of these over at the mill, and of course some of the other places that you go to. But the people today are going to be listening to some of this stuff. It's just absolutely brand new, as you said earlier. Oh, yeah. It's all original.
Yeah, we've been spent a lot of time writing lately to get ready for this little old CD. I think it's just going to be something cool and funny and enjoyable. It's going to be really different. This will not be your typical CD. So, I'm hoping folks will enjoy it. I really do. It's something that gives us a lot of joy. But I'd be remiss not to say, when we're talking about the mill, we're talking about Reedyville Mill, mm-hmm. which folks can Google, but it's spelled like Readyville, as you know, Truman, Readyville. We play there every Saturday, as you know.
Now, wait a minute.
8 till noon.
R-E-A-D.
R-E-A-D.
You read something, that's read.
R-E-A-D. I thought it was R-E-D.
Yeah, I don't understand. You know how an attorney, they always have to twist anything that's in front of them.
You know it's in Readyville, but you know how it's spelled, Readyville.
Yeah, so but R-E-A-D is Reed, right?
That's Reed.
And why?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm with you.
Ville.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't that gal from Readyville get married on the square, the Morgan wedding?
She did, yes.
That was her.
Yeah. Well, there's still a lot of Reedies still left in this community. And some of them really don't have the name Reedy. They've been married, but I know a number of them that live, especially on the east side, actually out toward Readyville itself. One of my favorite people, Rachel Wood, Tom King Wood's wife. She was a Reedy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But what we've got, again, like four or five little snippets of songs, traditional music, and Home on the Range, for example.
Oh, I love that one.
Red River Valley.
Yes.
Silverhead Daddy of Mine, no, yes. Gene Autry song.
Love it.
And as you listen to these, the Home on the Range, that's you'll hear in the beginning another example of Avent messing with me.
Okay. Oh, really?
He's messing with me at the beginning of it. And
are we going to hear the true song of each one of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we
yeah,
are?
Yeah, you'll get a blurb of the real deal. And then we've got Streets of Laredo and When You and I Were Young, Maggie, another old traditional tune.
Some things you don't mess with. You know,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, when you listen to that little verse and chorus of Silverhead Daddy of Mine, the beautiful Gene Autry song, listen for a line in there that is part of the inspiration for the Recycle song number 2, which again is entitled Something Really Bad Is Happening to My Face.
I am totally confused.
Keep well, up. Maybe we can get them played.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Is Brian?
I think our engineer has gone to another room and has fallen asleep.
Yeah, it's cool up here. You know, I don't blame him. It's nice and cool. You know, this morning on my way over this morning,
I saw the chair tilting back in there.
I was going to tell you on my way this morning, I walked out of the house and there was a dog chasing a rabbit.
Yeah.
And they were both walking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, that's hot.
That is weird.
Sorry.
I mean, and it's so dry, the trees are bribing the dogs.
Don't you be messing with me.
You like where you're at, don't you?
Can't believe you did
admit
that.
Admit it.
I can't believe you did it.
Ed, come in, John.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and I'll show you a very dirty home.
Oh, John.
That's the wrong version.
I thought it was going to be something really pretty.
I did too. I was all set to play pretty.
I was thinking of Avent's basement.
It's like a child that just runs around and gets in trouble. I'm going to leave you at home next time.
Good idea.
You ever get told that when Mama took you to town?
What'd you say?
Leave you at home next time?
Yeah.
Gary, oh yeah.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope land, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Come in there, Reverend.
John's thinking, he's thinking Silverhair Daddy, but he's singing Red River Valley.
That's what I want to do. Is what's crazy. I want to sing Red River Valley.
My Red River Valley Daddy.
Here we go. T to D.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time, is a dear one whose weather lies sorrow. It's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartache, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear, If I could erase those lines from your face, bring back the gold to your hand. If God would but grant me the power to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
Well, are you going to wax philosophical, John?
Yeah, I thought about waxing.
But they say it removes hair, and I just can't afford that.
Yeah, but it's shiny.
You can shine with wax, can't you?
That's right. Polish that old head. Talk about my gray hair.
From this valley, they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for you take with you all of the sunshine that has brightened our pathway a while. So come sit by my side. If you love me, do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that's loved you so true.
It's the Better Business Focus with Terry Page.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Your personal identity is more valuable than cash or jewelry to many thieves. With just a few pieces of information, thieves can manufacture a new identity. With access to your banking accounts, credit cards, thieves can ruin your good reputation. For tips on how to keep your identity safe, visit GoBBB.org or call me at 867-0032. This is Terry Page with your local Better Business Bureau.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Polly Walls, what sets Omni Hut apart from other restaurants?
Consistency, service, atmosphere. We've been fortunate with a staff that's stayed in place. So you get to know your customers, and we're feeding third, fourth, fifth generation in some families now.
Catch the Aloha spirit at the Omni Hut.
Locally owned and operated since 1960. Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
It's time now for Good Neighbor Events from WGNS. Artwork by James Spearman is on display right now through July the 27th in the rotunda of the Murfreesboro City Hall. That's through July the 27th. And you're encouraged to celebrate the 4th of July with your friends here in Murfreesboro over at McKnight Park. It starts with a day of fun at the Murfreesboro Beach. That's the outdoor pool and water park at SportsCom. At 9 o'clock, a fantastic fireworks display set to music by the Murfreesboro Symphony. and if the weather forces any changes, tune to WGNS. And the 13th annual Special Kids Friend Raiser will be at the World Outreach Church at 5:30 Thursday evening, July 19th. Motivational speaker John Acuff is the guest. Call Special Kids for information, 893-4892. And the 117th annual Sons of Confederate Veterans Reunion will be in Murfreesboro this year. That's right, July the 11th through the 14th over at the Embassy Suites and Conference Center. Oh, check our website for more Good Neighbor events and local news, too. It's all free. WGNSradio.com. And those are Good Neighbor events.
WeatherEye.
A heat advisory continues through Sunday evening. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine, a few clouds, high of 106. Tonight, mainly clear, low of 76. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 106.
Lay it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville Slugger, and Worth, but at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
A city so silent and lone, Maggie, for the young and the gay and the bad. In polished white mansion of stone, Maggie have each found a place of rest. Is built where the birds used to play, Maggie, and join in the songs that were sung. For we sang just as gay as they, Maggie, when you and I were young.
Reverend Brazil.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy dressed all in white linen, dressed in white linen, as cold as the clay. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the pipe lowly. Sing the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy and know I've done wrong. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I slowly walked by. Sit down beside me and hear my sister.
You are listening to The Truman Show on WGNS AM and FM. Now back to Truman Jones.
And we want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. And when you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Ridgely Road. You know, I enjoy listening to all these old songs, and I love your original songs too, John and Avon. But you're going on a new road right now. You're actually setting up CD for songs that you yourself have created, which is, and I have listened to a number of them over the past year or two, and every one of them has a lot of quality to them. They all could be hits, almost every one of them. But in some of them, you kind of have to have a little bit of sense of humor to be able to really appreciate it.
Maybe even a really big sense of humor. And I don't know, I enjoy doing them because they're songs you have to listen. You have to really listen pretty carefully to get some of them. But and the songs will, if we close out with some of the CD of the original love song tunes, let me just say now, and actually not all love songs, there's one tune on there that called I Wish I Could Be What I Pretend to Be. And that literally is something Avent said at the mill one Saturday. In between us doing a song, he leaned over and said, you know, I wish I could be what I pretend to be. And as we often do, we went, dadgum, that sounds like a song. So,
and there goes John.
Wrote a song to it. Running. And then there's two songs, the last two songs on this little sample are both kind of the same story. They're about someone who has had has lost their love, their one true love. They've been heartbroken by a relationship that's failed. And so now, in subsequent relationships, they treat it very superficially, and they don't want to get close to anyone. They just want to, you know, maybe have companionship, but not commit, not say I love you, not be close. And so both of those last two songs are written from the person on the receiving end of that lacking relationship. They're singing to the person who's been heartbroken and you know, portraying and bemoaning their displeasure at the relationship. And that's what those last two songs are about.
Okay.
But if you don't mind, I thought we'd do live today, one song here live that, as I mentioned, is the recycle song number two, Something Really Bad's Happening to My Face.
Yeah.
Also inspired by Avent Lane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said a couple of things to me pretty regularly.
Was he the visual inspiration for that?
Well, partly. But he's always eyeballing me, and one day I just said, what are you eyeballing me for? And he said, there's something really wrong with your face. And he's told me,
only a friend.
He said, you're really getting up there in years, John. You better do something about it. And then the other thing he always says to me is, I keep falling into the trap. When I finally prove I'm right on something with him, because we debate a lot, I'll say, hey, Vin, I'm not as dumb, you know, as I look. And he always says immediately, John, you couldn't be. So it's part of the same inspiration.
I love that.
So, but all of us, I believe, can relate to the fact that as we get older, we start looking a little different.
Oh, understand one thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time I've played this thing with the bass, and I've looked at the words, and that's about it. So I don't know how this is going to work.
But this is classic Johnny B and the Balladeers. We perform and rehearse at the same time.
All right. I like that.
Regular. That's what we do.
Yeah.
In Nashville, practicing would be cheating.
And I have to confess, I got most of the inspiration after I got the line from Avent by looking at some of my, I guess you'd call it before age 40 and after age 40 pictures of myself.
Okay.
So.
Kind of narcissistic, isn't he?
Yeah.
Key of G. Chorus first, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. In this anti-aging race, I'm really falling off the pace. With each passing day, week, month, and year, I'm oft brought to tears by what on my face appears. Something really bad is happening to my face. I thought you was going to sing.
Well, I thought just...
Okay. Well, you know, every morning in the mirror, just one look gives me the shivers. Because there's parts of me where they ain't supposed to be. Yeah, stuff's really out of place, especially on my face. Things are changing on me exponentially. Well, first of all, there's hairs coming out of everywhere, except, of course, the places they should be. People are starting to stare, and I tell you, it just ain't fair. Wondering each morn how many new hairs will I see. In this anti-aging race, I'm really falling off the pace. With each passing day, week, month, and year. Here we go. Yeah, I'm oft brought to tears by what on my face appears. Something really bad is happening to my face.
Now there's bags under my eyes that have been supersized. Soon they'll qualify as gunny sacks. They've gone beyond droopy eyes, and in a year I can surmise they'll be heavy enough to throw my back out of whack. And speaking of my back, Truman, it's now prone to strange attacks that make me twitch, holler, jerk, and yelp. What's worse, I get no slack. Family sympathy I lack. They can't stop laughing when I bellow out for help. In this anti-aging race, I'm really falling off the pace with each passing day, week, month, and year. Yeah, I'm off, brought to tears by what on my face appears. Something really bad is happening to my face. Now, you said this earlier, this stuff has to be inspired by true stuff.
Yep.
This next verse is a perfect example. There's a sag under my chin that scares me when I grin.
Turkey water.
And my grandkids tug on it every now and then. They think it's funny, but I don't, especially when I won't hang my head out the car so it flutters in the wind.
That's bad.
There we go. Things are moving around for sure. I feel like furniture. My chest has dropped down into my drawers. It's more than my neck that sags or my supersized eye bags. This body reload thing has changed my whole contour. In this anti-aging race, I'm really falling off the pace with each passing day, week, month, and year. You know it? Yeah, I'm off, brought to tears by what on my face appears. Something really bad is happening to my face. Now, you know what, Truman?
What?
Most of this I hide. With large clothes, I put it inside. Yeah, out of sight means truly out of mind. It's my face that I most dread, cause it's stuck right there on my head. I can't hide it or get the thing retread. There's lots of spots and splotchy things. My earlobes look like wings. My face looks like a map of Baltimore.
Baltimore.
It's like I had the thing shrink wrapped. The wrinkles overlap, and I got jowls that will soon touch the floor. Yeah, in this anti-aging race, I'm really falling off the pace with each passing day, week, month, and year. Yeah, I'm off, brought to tears by what on my face appears. Something really bad is happening to my face. Now, you might think the song is over.
No.
What do you call this? You're ruminating now?
This is called the rumination / commiseration section.
Is that what cows do?
You remember now, I told you about that silver-haired daddy had a line in it, right? That's part of this song. Here it is. And here's the truth of that line. Truman, you cannot erase the lines from your face. It's a dadgum disgrace. But is there such a thing as a face brace?
Oh, no. Are we going down this road?
How about a procedure called a face replace? How about a resurface?
Where's Jim Daniels when we need him?
Truman, do you ever feel defaced?
No.
Do you ever just want to stick your head in a vase?
Oh, I know he has that.
Yes, I have.
You know what I think happens at night?
What?
I think goblins sneak in and trace on your face.
Is there a pattern here?
It kind of looks like that.
Let me ask you this. Is there a face hiding place? How about in outer space?
Yeah.
There's not?
Well, so much for aerospace. What a waste.
So much for aerospace.
Got two.
How about cyberspace?
I
tell you, this all just gives me a bad taste.
Yeah. Which is scarier, an aging face or a world arms race?
Gee, I don't know. They both affect the entire populace.
They both could mean the ruination of the human race.
Yeah, but a face is definitely more commonplace.
Somebody do something.
Yeah, at least write this down in uppercase, amen. You know, Truman, there's times I just want to misplace my face.
Well, you misplace the time a lot.
I think it happened when I was playing ball as a kid. I think too many times my face embraced third base.
Or maybe used as third base.
Am I getting silly, Truman?
Yes, you are.
Well, I know I'm getting paranoid. When people see my face, I know what they say.
His only hope is grace.
It's getting so bad I can't find anybody to interface.
I don't like where this is going.
Do you think a really pretty necklace would help me?
Anything would help. I've got to do something.
I know, people are starting to grimace. I think my face is becoming a menace.
A menace?
Well, ain't that the coup de grace?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
In this anti-aging race, I'm really falling off the pace. With each passing day, week, month, and year, we're sick. I'm off, brought to tears by what on my face appears. Something really bad is happening to my face. Yeah, something really bad is happening to my face.
Great job. And you know something about that. You have such a nice face that has quality to it. Just like when you were...
In the sags? You talking about in the sagging part?
I'm talking about when you were King Arthur.
Oh yeah, they did.
You did. I mean, you had the perfect face for that movie.
Or
the show. I said movie.
You mean
old, it's a show.
Old and battle-worn. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It was perfect for it.
Yeah, a lot of errors to the face. That's what I was showing.
Makeup.
Poor
yeah,
King
of course,
Arthur.
Makeup.
He had gone through a lot of hard times. Ooh, hard roads.
But he had a good-looking wife.
Yeah, baby. He did.
Yeah, that was the ruination.
Well, that's what everything's about.
Well, anyway, we appreciate you letting us do that live. First time debut of the Recycle Song 2, Something Really Bad's Happening to
Me. And you guys didn't rehearse it all. You just came up here.
First time today.
That's amazing.
First time.
And
you mean you can't tell?
a perfect example of our genre we talked about earlier, twisted music.
Yeah.
Twisted songwriters.
are you always this way, John? When you go home, does Pat have to put up with that?
Well... Yes.
She's a saint.
But she's learned to tune me out really good.
It's like you're almost on edge all the time. Do you ever sleep or do you just have nightmares?
No, that's the problem.
Hey, he doesn't. I mean, it's the dangest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with John Blankenship and Avent Lane.
Yes, so this is Charlie Pitts. I'm sitting here with Mr. Flanders, a new citizen to Murfreesboro. And we were talking about the comb-over, comb the hair in the nose back over the forehead, and every time we sneeze, we flog ourselves. So that's a brand new comb-over. I got you a new verse.
Hey, have I got permission to add that to the song?
There you go. I'm going to hang up and listen, okay? Thank you.
That's a good songwriter right there, Charlie Pitts.
Hey, you know, really, the comb-over, I can't believe I forgot the comb-over. I've got some really good stories about true life stories that come over. I had a friend at MTSU.
Well, let's take a quick break first because we may have to listen to this before it goes back on the air.
I appreciate that call.
By life's bitter struggles, I've been tossed, so I've turned inward and silent for peace I so yearn. I put on a good face, though I'm ragged and torn. I'm longing for night, and I'm dreading the morn. My confidence gone, and my energy spent. I can't figure out where all my life went. With failures behind and no hope ahead, being myself is what I most dread. Oh, I wish I could be what I pretend to be, one that people think that they see, not the one that's really me. I wish I could be what I pretend to be.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Hi, this is Ed Asner. What really brought down the three World Trade Center skyscrapers on 9/11?
See 9/11 explosive evidence experts speak out. The powerful new documentary film from architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. Visit 911expertspeakout.org today.
Visit 911expertspeakout.org. The event will be on Tuesday night at TPAC, July the 3rd at 6:30 in the evening. Tickets are $12 and are available at TPAC.org.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
You ask me why I have to be so indifferent and cold, when you love me so and know that I want you. Why don't I grasp the life you offer, the love that's right there in my hand? For so smart a man, why am I such a fool? You say it breaks your heart to see me ruined by a past romance. You cry knowing that I have no tears to shed. You can't understand why I'm never lonely at all. That's 'cause you still got a heart to break.
It's The Truman Show, a look at the people and news shaping Rutherford County with Truman Jones.
And welcome back, and this part of the show is brought to you by Gordon Ralston Photography. That's at 315 Hickerson Drive in Murfreesboro. Their telephone number is 396-8776. Internet, www.gordonralstonphoto.com. And Al Gordon is a master craftsman photographer, and Larry Ralston, certified craftsman, both hometown guys. And they have the most awarded studio in the Middle Tennessee area, operating a full-service photographic studio in Murfreesboro. They specialize in weddings, high school seniors, and family portraits. Their work is classic, yet current with a creative edge. Al was even awarded the Grand Award for the best wedding image in the world. Gordon Ralston, they look forward to meeting you and will treat you like family. You know, this has been a very entertaining...
Wait a minute. The best wedding image in the world was yours? That's pretty good.
Al Gordon.
Oh, Al Gordon. Oh, sorry. I thought you said your wedding image.
Well, I mean, he can make that for anybody out there.
Oh, okay.
Even
at least Jackie.
Yeah.
Even. Even's got a little age on him, too.
Avon has a lot of age.
Yeah, his face is holding up okay, but his brain, ooh, lordy.
Mm, yeah.
Well, what makes you think that his brain has changed any?
Well, he does a lot of drooling at the meal. I don't know if that's all of it, but...
That's pain medicine.
Marlene's wife told me several things, too, you know. And it's just, it's getting kind of scary, but... I'm for you, brother.
She mentioned she really appreciated the reference to the basement. And if you saw my basement, Truman's seen my basement.
Actually, it's a beautiful deal.
Right now, it's not.
It really is.
Besides our regular Saturday gig at Readyville Mill, Avent needs to announce where our next gig is.
Yeah, you know, Uncle Dave Making Days is coming up on the 13th, 14th, and on Sunday. And on Friday, we start at 5 o'clock. We have opening ceremonies. And I've talked to Gloria Christie, who she heads that thing up. And I'm chairman of the judges, so I kind of have a little bit of connection.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, that means I pick the judges, the music judges that are going to judge the contest.
Are you going to be playing? Entertaining?
No, don't go there. No, I'm going to be playing in the dance band back in the cloggers and stuff like that with Rob Piercy, which is a lot of fun. But anyway, get to my point.
About time.
We're going to open it up with Johnny B and the Balladeers. Ben Austin's going to be there with his gospel group, and I imagine Sophie Tipton and Louise Tomberlin, they will be there singing some gospel stuff in that first hour. Mm-hmm. But we're going to open up the 13th of July, mm-hmm. And I've been working on it. I'm going to try to get the weather to abate a little bit. To give us a little cool. They've repositioned the stage where you can get in the shade a whole lot better.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's some things that are we've done this year that are going to make it better than ever. It's going to be a great celebration.
Just having you guys there opening that thing.
Oh, you know who's
going to
be the
perfect?
The Heritage? One of Mike Snyder. Mm-hmm. You know who Mike Snyder
is?
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's going to, I think he's not the Heritage Award. He's the Trailblazer. Well, no, he's the Heritage Award winner. And then the Trailblazer is J.D. Crow.
Yeah.
And you may not know who J.D. He had a group called J.D. Crow in the New South. Great bluegrass, great stuff, big time cats. These guys are like, they are something else. And I got some jokes I want to give to Mike and see if he'll say them on the Opry.
Now, what time does it actually start, the entertainment start?
I wish I had the schedule. Well, you have the opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm.
Day and time is?
Friday, the 13th of July. The opening ceremonies start at 5 p.m.
There we go.
Good.
And that's
when we'll be playing, right?
Right.
5 o'clock, Truman.
So you guys start at 5. I'll be there. How long do you expect that you will actually be on stage there?
I think they're going to give us about 47 seconds.
Hmm. Right, and then jerk us.
So a little bit longer than normal.
More than we're used to getting.
Well, there's about an hour there of time as things go on. And then the contest starts with beginning instrumental, I think is what starts. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably about 6 o'clock that starts.
That's going to be a great outing. That's always one of the biggest things that happens in Rutherford County.
If you've never gone to it, what gets me is the folks that live here and they've never been to it. I'm going,
that's hard to believe.
You know, it's incredible. And the new folks, well, people discover it, they go, holy mackerel, we didn't know this was going on, you know. They've gotten some things. They've got a cooling tent where you'll be able to walk under this tent, and they've got little, like, it'll cool you down. And it's
a huge
tent.
Is that after you warm the place up?
No, it'd already be warm. But
I'll say.
I can't imagine you guys starting it off like you're the what do you call it when a group comes on and gets everything going for the big stars? What do you call
it? Oh, that's
that?
The front.
That's
the front band. Well, yeah, that normally, I've been in some of those over
open,
the years.
Open four. Open four.
Yeah. Right. And what that is a test. And don't play too good. I've had that happen, and we were better than the main act on some groups, and that they didn't like that. If you're too good, they don't like that. But what it is usually for the sound guys and the folks to get everything
set. I can tell you a classic example.
Now I understand.
When John Frost was with the four guys, a lot of people did not like to follow them on stage.
That's right. When
they were the opening act.
I now understand. I even talked to me about this a few days ago that wanted to know if I was interested in being the opening act. And he said, John, we're the perfect group for the opening act. I didn't know what he meant. I thought, it was really good. But now I just heard it. You heard what he said, right?
Yeah, I did.
You got to make sure the opening act's not very good.
Yeah. Right.
That's what you meant now. I understand.
No.
Why we're perfect.
Well, it's not that.
Thanks,
we just have no shame.
Well, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, hey,
Lord have mercy.
Now, are you going to sing the old classics and your new songs, or how are you going to work that out?
I'm sure we'll probably heavy with being uncle like Uncle Dave making days, we'll probably lean heavy on the old traditional music, I guess.
We'll pretty much do what we do,
but we'll throw in some originals in there, I would hope.
Yeah, I mean, we do it as we do it.
What you do at the Readable Mill, I think, is perfect. You go from one particular type song to another, and you never stay in the same, where it'd be country music or something, a slow, a ballad or something, and then maybe go into Rocky Top or whatever.
There's a couple I know we got to do. One of them is Watch Your Step, Them Cattle Are Sick. That's a classic we'll have to
and
do.
And short, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do that one, too, with the 47 seconds. This is the shortest song in the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That is.
And then people look at you. You get those withering looks, you know.
So.
Yes, it is silly.
I think we're ready.
We are silly, but it's kind of like it's like, what was that old guy that played the banjo, long neck banjo, Pete Seeger? Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of like that kind of spirit of having a good time. And if you're too uptight to just have a good time,
look, we our philosophy, we all have exactly the same philosophy in life in our band, and we have learned this one fundamental truth: the worst you can ever do is fail miserably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like that. Down.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you know,
yeah, there's no sense in setting your sights too high.
Truman, when the last song's going out, I'd be remiss not to mention this. You were talking about how pretty Sarah's harmonies are, Sarah's, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful.
And Ken playing the harmonica and Billy playing the mandolin. Those folks are all contemporaries. I'm not going to say how old they are. Mm-hmm. That would be uncouth. Is it?
No, uncouth.
On something.
Well.
Anyway.
There's something when Avon is the youngest guy.
Just
in
tell
the
them how long
but
Sarah
Avon,
and Ken
I'll say
been
this
married.
Much. Ken and Sarah have been married 63 years.
Wow.
Soon to be 64.
Wow.
Now, she always says she got married when she was 2, but I know she was at least 7. I know that part's a lie.
Now, how did you assemble this odd group?
Well, I actually owe it to Ken and Sarah. They invited me to join their group when we used to play at Miller's Grocery.
Mm-hmm. And then after that's on Friday and Saturday night, right?
And after we left Miller's Grocery, then Tom Brady, who owns the Reedyville Mill, friend and client of mine, asked me if I'd put together the music out there, and I called these guys. Mm-hmm. And they were willing. God bless them. I love them all. I'm so glad they do. We just have the best time. I look forward to Saturday so much every week. We just have a blast. Hope folks will come out and do three things out there. You know, enjoy the food, enjoy the surroundings, and then tip the musicians heavily.
Yeah, if you don't tip, you'll get talked about.
I always do.
Yeah,
I always make sure that when I go and buy something and I pay cash, that I'll have the change so that I can tip you guys when I leave over there.
I know, and I've seen you.
We've discovered the denomination that doesn't tip very well, but we won't say who that is.
I'm still old-fashioned. Do you remember watching these old movies that when the person would take you up to your room that they would always tip in these real fancy rooms? And I, you know, so they would always give them either a quarter or 50 cents.
Silver.
And I still feel comfortable with that.
It's bad karma not to tip the musicians.
Yes.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it bad luck? Something
bad will happen to you.
You'll probably, so that's what happened to me Saturday week.
Yeah, you'll become afflicted or something.
Oh, my.
I'm telling you, real quick.
Something will happen to your face?
Something really bad will happen to your face, quick. Faster than mine. But I think we got going to close out that last song we wrote called... when we get to it, so
fire on.
Called what's it called? The song I wrote. I'm only laughing to keep from crying.
Right, that's
all right. Hurry up,
same
guys.
Thing.
We're gonna
rapping
time.
Just as it fades out, hear the great tag team that Billy Yearwood and Gary Redmond do, and handing off where Billy hands off that lead lick from the mandolin to Gary Redmond on the guitar. It's really cool.
No tender word, no promise troth, no broken dreams, no tears, no loss. Just keep my distance at all costs. If I come too close, well, the line is crossed. So I keep on laughing. Oh, you see me smiling, but inside I'm dying. And I keep on going, just to keep from showing that I love you, 'cause you'll say goodbye.
This is your Good Neighbor Network, WGNS Murfreesboro, WETVLP Murfreesboro, W263 AI Murfreesboro, and W270 AF Murfreesboro.